Roadside Assistance, written and read by Evelyn Decker. The fires of passion can ignite at the most unusual of times. You never know when a conflagration will come on, so it is best to just smile and enjoy the burn. This story takes place back when spring break used to mean something. I think that is the thing I miss the most about my college days. Now the late weeks of March go by without much mention, but there was a time when it meant everything. That year, I had made plans to visit Florida with some friends to spend the first weeks of spring out at the beach, along with thousands of other co-eds from all across the country. But from the second that I arrived, I knew that the heat would be an issue. Getting out of the airport felt like walking into a sauna. It probably wouldn't bother me now, given the time I have spent baking under the desert sun. But back then, as a native New Yorker, the humidity was onerous. Against my better judgment, I had decided to rent a car. It seemed like a great idea at the moment, as opposed to spending another second sweating while I waited for a rideshare. But by the time I had gotten to the car from the rental kiosk, my white tank top was already soaked through with sweat. The car I had chosen was a red convertible, a fiery chariot waiting to carry me through the sweltering tropical landscape. Its scarlet exterior glistened under the relentless sun, and when the light caught it, it almost seemed to catch a blaze. When I stored my bag, I decided to slip out of my shirt and bra and slip into one of my more revealing black bikini tops and a pair of jean shorts. To be honest, they were more like denim underwear with how short and tight-fitting they were. It took me a couple of shakes to get them up over the curves of my hips and ass, but it seemed to be a very Florida thing to do, and when in Rome. After that, I slid into the driver's seat, and the scorching leather against my bare back made me wonder if I had inadvertently entered a furnace on wheels. With the top down, the unrelenting heat wrapped around me like a passionate embrace, and the wind carried the scent of salt water and sunscreen. It was the perfect choice for a spring break adventure, a compact inferno of freedom that promised to burn bright through my vacation. For the time being, I had decided against the open top, so that I could take full advantage of the AC, which was blissfully cold. For a long moment, I sat there relishing the relief of it before starting on my drive. I looked down at one point to see that the sweat had dried from between my breasts and my nipples were rock hard from the chill breeze. A good sign that it was about time to get going. The drive to the beach wasn't far, but it was out of the way. Me and my friends had decided to buck the trend of staying at one of the beachside resorts and instead opted to rent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?